bird problem? Andrew. Anybody here in LA?
Ken.
Anybody here real scratchy?
It's hot, Al.
The parties don't have very good machines on them.
No, I'll be in the clear here in about 10 minutes.
Stop that.
Your antenna set on your tower.
Here. I just need someone to come over here and just pile up here and pop 50 feet of wire on it. And I got the other transmitter. Someone just got to come upstairs and show it up there. It's there. It's already bolted on the tower.
Is it hinged to where it lays down?
Down. If we cut the old wire that's up through the middle, which I can do that, we'll be able to chop it right down and reach right at it. Here, I got a hand stick. I just need to fabricate it to the gutter of the building to the house. And the hand stick can go right on the gutter for temporary. Or I've got the vertical downstairs, 21-foot vertical, with the, and the 706. I go out there and pull the top of the tower and I cut the left hand that wire off. I'll reach up inside, I'll snip it right off. And on the building, right here, you get right at it.
Dan, come on, come over and give me a hand.
This morning, let me, as soon as I hear them, and if someone had, we could even use for temporary. One of those snag mounts. They got the cat's bench. Put some foil on the bench. I could even stick it on the cat bench inside here. But I had to. We could do that. I just got to get a hold of somebody to see what he can do it.
Now, KK4BOT.
In Malden, right behind the police station. 128 Sunrise Drive, way in the back, in the building in the back. There's a... You go... On Sunrise Drive, and you can't miss my tower. You can see my tower from the road. That's this morning.
Cat.
Bad.
Yes, Tim.
I did.
Now I missed it.
Oxygen line did this morning. Jammed between the top of the wheel and the lock on the bed. So I tried to unlock it because it got caught underneath it. Don't ask me how. I tried to unlock it and I still couldn't get it. I had to rip the darn thing out of luckily I didn't wreck the line.
Venture.
It's been nothing but beautiful. This is getting me real aggravated. I'm going to get some, you know, that real good Velcro stuff. I'm going to go find out what lines I can use as plastic fittings. And I'm going to make up lines and stick them right on the wall and then run small drops right under to where I got to go. It'll be oxygen forever, but, you know, this is just a pain.
Ed or Andrew yet this morning or Patrick?
HKS, I just got in the truck. Gentlemen, how are y'all? Patrick, how's everything going this morning, KK4 and XZ?
Pretty good, getting on the road rolling this morning, so trying to get the day started.
Here, Scott, you got us over in the morning, have a shot of whiskey and coffee, and the cornmeal hash for breakfast. And he always said to me, I don't know why I got heartburn. I said, I could never figure that out. He used to drink black velvet straight in the morning. Could you believe that?
We got a fantastic day ahead of us today. What about 70, 71, and bright sunny? I got some stuff to do outside this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to it.
I gotta get a pair of wire cutters out there and get something on that power, go out there with no oxygen, see if I can't snip off that cable so somebody can pull it through.
Make sure it's not a power cable.
It's going up through the tower, it's there to the power. He's going after it, I'll snip it off. And then all we gotta do is pull the release on the tower, jack it up a little bit, dock it down. And if the wire gets caught, we don't care, it ain't no good anyway.
You get a little, kind of a crackling, popping, in the background when Al's talking.
I'm getting it on you, and him, and a little bit on Patrick, too. That's kind of a little bit on everybody.
That was just me, or my radio, or what?
DOT, it's definitely out there this morning. I'm getting a good bit of it on him especially, but I am getting it on you as well.
That am I sounding okay?
That's doing, that one's doing good.
Up on the mountain up there.
Up on the mountain. Patrick, are you hearing that? So, but it's not windy up here.
Because what that is, that's a bad antenna connection on a repeater. That's what that is.
Patrick, do you live in Hendersonville?
I live between Hendersonville and Bavard.
Hold on, don't you?
I was one way this morning. I'm going into Greer right on way into this morning.
Any of the shops up there in Hendersonville?
Sure, that's another guy up here, a friend of mine, Chuck Cantrell.
About 30 this morning, about 5.
Time right now?
Yeah.
That's close to 5:20.
Sorry, it's the wind up there on the antenna, because that's an antenna connection, Bob, but that's what that is.
KM4 and XD Mobile.
Pick up. I'm actually rolling up now, so I'm going to hop out of here and let you guys catch up. Good to hear everybody this morning. Looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night. And we will catch up tomorrow morning. 73s, everybody. KK4 POT.
732. And then the drive.
Negative. I'm running about an hour, 15 minutes behind. The truck was like.
Dark.
Just got done with them before I signed them. So good, I can't complain.
I just got married. I said, no. No, no.
Married?
I don't want to do that. I don't think I want to do that.
Nothing's ever happened to me.
You guys do.
Parole officer, I did good.
Yes. I'm too much of a person to be myself. I'm not the kind of person that can, you know, I like to do what I like to do, and getting married just slow down in my way.
Now, it just speed things up.
You know, if I'm over something stupid, and then you get mad and start throwing things.
That first 15 to 20 years after that, you don't even care what they say. So, I mean, you just gotta stick it out for the first 15.
I ain't got 15 left to go. I might have 2 or 3. I don't know if I can handle 3 years of fighting them. I'm already going through that.
Anybody's already been married for 15 years, you'll be fine.
No, you don't want to do that.
Bravo. You have a safe trip. Ben, Ed, enjoy that coffee. I know you're looking forward to it. And Al, I'm going to send you a mail order fried catalog, and they've got some in there that's been married for a good while. So they're from Russia. So we'll get you hooked up. You guys have a great morning, a day. It's going to be beautiful. And this is KK4NAC McClear on your final. Have a good day.
15 years, that's funny.
Ed, I got a surprise, or may have a surprise for you here soon.
Yeah, what's that?
The Bind 37 figures up here in the mountains. It's got a nice little stream running through the middle of it.
Got me excited.
Not myself. That should close on here toward the middle of the month.
If we can find some color, it'll pay for itself.
For hunting in your antenna, you'll be in good shape. At least you can put a nice long pier hunt up there like that. My boy, you be styling.
Is it close to?
Other side of Bavard, up toward Rosman, and it backs up to the Pisgah National Forest.
We'll find some color.
Family for a little over 100 years.
We like that. That means they hold like that. That way they don't develop this stupid thing.
W Mobile.
Is that a little too fast?
No.
There's two turning lanes to turn on to Wade Hampton, and his van come up. Man, he was flying. He must have made that turn at about 40.
He didn't flip.
Down through there, in the last couple of days, been a police officer right down here, so he might get a surprise.
It says, what, open up your eyes. Might get a surprise, but it ain't gonna be Butterfingers. Remember that old Butterfinger candy commercial.
But I don't know that I remember the commercial.
I'm older than you.
Had a good time tonight meeting everybody and getting to see everybody again. So it's you and Carol and, was it Kennedy and what's his name? Let's see. It's like Easton.
We'll all be there.
Yeah, Roger, I had to remember the name of the baseball bat.
That's what he's named after, the Easton baseball bat.
The name and that, and it's like, man, what is the name of that bat?
baseball, he started in the first grade, and that is the only brand of bat he would use was a Easton.
We're all made out of wood, and it was a Louisville Slugger, right?
That right, and I still got mine, too.
Sound of a crack of a wooden bat.
I cracked in that old pig.
Yeah, you and me both.
Sweet spot, just like a regular bat does, wooden bat does, but you can always tell when it hits.
About this morning.
Now the truck was late, but as far as running, it's going good.
You guys are coming over to the mountain.
Yes, it's possible. He left Asheville at 11:43.
Good weather, and he was sightseeing.
Say that I blame you. Hound dog of mine's been enjoying it.
Enjoying it. Should go out there and lay out in the sun. This dog was up on my porch. Back from our front porch last night. I don't recognize it.
Neighbor?
I put any neighbors in the neighborhood, but I don't think any of them have that a dog like that. I haven't seen them walking it.
Wander 5 miles. Don't even think twice about it. Had to come back to him. You were dropping out of the repeater. Couldn't hear a word you said.
KN4TFW. I think that might have been Patrick.
Heck no, it wasn't me.
I'm trying to come in there, just not quite making the repeater. So we catch that. That new operator that we met the other day, did you ever catch them on the air again?
Heard her on the air again.
That's Andrew, dude.
His radio usually is a lot better than that. But I know he's been pretty busy with stuff for his friend and his girlfriend's brother.
Hanging out of Andrew?
Andrew, you know what I mean? Because he's been using that HD, but usually he's a little bit better than that, too. But with the repeater being got a little bit messed up, maybe that's what the issue is. Broke down again?
No idea.
5 minutes early tomorrow so I can make it over there by 5:30.
Telling you. We're in no big area. We just all want to sit around and shoot the bull.
Probably, I may drive Mama's vehicle. Usually when we're together, we drive Mama's Jeep, but it won't have no radio in it. That link is still working on my phone. It's been a hot minute since I did it. I did a couple of changes to my phone, so I might have lost it. Andrew yesterday was on EchoLink.
Great gig. I hadn't heard Andrew on here much at all lately.
Down into the bottom of the hill.
We're on 25. I don't know what it is about the cut through from Canoga to 25 that it just drops out. I can barely make out what y'all are saying.
In the way. KN4TFW.
The pop crack the buzz there, not as bad here either.
They popping popcorn on my side.
Yeah.
I know it, but it wasn't as bad as what it was earlier.
How the lightning crashes used to sound on the old 10-meter radios. I figured out I'm even earlier today than I was yesterday.
We're glad to see you whenever you get in here. They had very little static in that go around.
At the night last night, I guess she's going to spend the night a couple of nights this week. The guy she's seeing is starting to be ugly.
Careful.
trust me. Wants to drink, he drinks a bottle of vodka straight every day.
He don't get back. I shot every now and then myself, but nothing like it.
That peach whiskey last night, that was really good.
A bottle of peach, that Crown Royal, I say it's off. Flavored Crown Royal and try it. They say it's awesome.
I haven't broken it open yet, but I'll have to try it and see. Now, I have some, and for whatever reason, they only sell it at that Total Wine over there, and wherever there's a Total Wine, there's one there in Greenville. And that, but it's called, it's Canadian, and it's called Ensign Red. Man, that stuff's good. It's real good, because usually a bottle of whiskey I get for Christmas lasts me all year. Man, I suck that sucker down in a month. They're all Canadian. It seems like they go down a little bit better.
I tried some Canadian Club one time. That stuff is awful.
Mama bought me two bottles of it.
Four different kinds of houses. there. And I take a snort every now and then, but not very often.
Particular Anson Red, man, it goes down really good. It's not. It's a good sipping peach whiskey.
Just listening in. KO4 8KX.
For about that creek, Pat.
I ought to tell you, it's a nice, well-established creek. Looks like somebody's been playing in it quite a bit. So, last time I was up there.
Spanning wise.
Like they were trying to get a water, reservoir put up or. Maybe generate some power off of it or something. There's an old house there, but, I mean, it's an old house.
I'm a detector, too.
For the county, there ain't no telling what you're going to find. Like I said, the family that owned it was Barton's, and it was in the family for well over 100 years.
Neither has I own been in the family since 1700s.
On now is the title search and deed search and all that, and Bartons are one of the families that settled Transylvania County, so it could have been there a long time.
Thing is, during the Civil War, they went through all the courthouses and burned all the records.
Talk over it, trying to figure it out. I've been messing with the squelch and seeing if I could do anything with it, but I can't do anything with it.
You can talk over it, though.
Yeah, that's good. I guess Dave will be on it first thing in the morning, I'm sure.
Either owns this or maintains it.
Blue Ridge Ham Club owns it and that, but he helps take care of it, and he does a lot with it, him and Johnny.
Ham Club, closer to the house up here, there isn't one at all in Transylvania County.
Hendersonville?
Yeah, there's one in Hendersonville. I've contacted them over Facebook last year, but I hadn't heard a lot out of them. On the air, on the Hendersonville repeater, I don't hardly hear anything when I'm listening to it.
Andrew made his first DX contact. He got a hold of an operator in Brazil while I was listening a couple days ago.
I had a big truck pass me in this trailer. It makes it a little hairy. But that sounds pretty cool for Andrew.
What's like today?
I don't be able to stop today. I've got a lot going on this evening with mom's dealings and trying to close this land and all that. So I may have to put it off a week or two. Sneak out of town here for a couple days. My 25th wedding anniversary is the 16th of this month, so I'm going to try to sneak the wife out of town for a little while.
Yeah, we're coming up on, I think it's 22 years this summer.
Beginners.
Here's the first time.
Big 46 for me.
Everybody my age to make it to 25 is pretty impressive.
KM4 and AP Friday.
Your age, if you make it 5, that's impressive. KN4 GFW.
the group of friends I had in high school. All of us married our high school sweethearts, and we're all still married.
Lincoln County thing.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them that have married and divorced that I went to school with, but somehow we've managed to find the right ones and stay together.
And hard to do these days.
Man, they ain't gonna be enough.
The Lord just made me too hard-headed to give up.
I checked into the freewheeler's net last night.
Yep.
Come on, 11 o'clock at night, there's 9116. Them boys ain't right.
You check in and then they do a round call.
Getting up early, getting ready for work, sitting there for 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, jawing with them.
Just need to put a HF in your truck.
Do, but I think Mama sort of shoot me right now.
Friend in here, KN4TFW.
When I go through a neighborhood and I got people standing out in the middle of the street talking.
About this time of morning in the middle of the neighborhood.
But they always, in this neighborhood, they're always out walking by this time. There'll be four or five people out walking their dogs and stopping and talking, standing in the middle of the road.
To rename this stretch of 290 over here from 25 into Greer to the Autobahn.
Time since I've been back over in them neck of the woods.
What a speed limit sign is, or a double yellow line, or they just have no regard for anything. They'll just pass you anywhere running 100 miles an hour plus.
Greg, they'll try and blame somebody else.
Way, it's always somebody else's fault, is it?
What they say, but don't always work out that way.
Something changes here soon, doesn't it? The 12th or the 14th.
All right, but I'm not positive on it.
Have some sunshine in the evening when you get home. I know that much.
Long days.
Pick one or the other and leave it alone.
Well, states don't even give the daylight saving time.
That, but that's got to be even more confusing because now everybody's changing and you're not. And I'd just be a mess.
Well, here, so I'm going to say 73 to you guys. Hope you guys have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you this evening, if not in the morning for sure. 73, KN4TFW.
Again, glad you made it in safe. Hope to catch you in the morning, and see you tomorrow night. KN4NAP, 73.
Good day, and look forward to meeting everybody tomorrow evening. Have a good one. Take care. KO4HKX.
Some sunglasses, because I'd scare a ward off a ward for it.
Feeling might be mutual. I don't know. Popped in my mind with you up there looking for the color in that water.
That's coming in. I had a phone call coming in.
I was up there looking at that land, and the first thing I thought of was you up there in that creek looking for color and looking around.
There's two things you need to look for, flat sand and a lot of quartz.
Every creek around there that I've ever been in or around has got a lot of quartz in it. And the black sand, what exactly are you talking about there? Along the edges where it's dark?
On the sides, or it can be in the middle. Got any sandbars in it? Or is it...
sandbars in it. It's not running real fast. It's fairly level right there where it's at.
And it's iron oxide. And usually wherever you find quartz and black sand together, you won't find soil.
Go up there tomorrow and walk around some more. And I'll check it out and let you know a little better tomorrow evening.
If you look close, you might be able to find you a little something. But, yeah, it runs, the vein runs from the Galanica, Georgia, all the way up through this area, going into North Carolina, into your area, and on up.
No, there's two creeks on the property I'm on right now.
And take a good look and see what you got. If they try to date your area, Patrick, known for rubies and sapphires.
Then he played in the creeks all my life around there, so I don't know. But there again, I don't know exactly what I'm looking for either.
Be a dark color and shiny.
Start checking that out. But be nice if his car up here in front of me and turn his headlights on instead of his daytime running lights where he's got some tail lights.
Got that over this way, too.
I think these automatic lights and the automatic everything is really hurting our people. They just don't pay attention to anything anymore. They don't have to do it for themselves, so they don't think about it.
That's the truth there.
Don't driving cars, I don't want nothing to do with them.
Me neither.
Like all anybody wants anymore is something, a machine that'll do it for them. Or turn it on or think for them.
Remember as a kid back in the early 60s, National Geographic had several articles about cars that drove itself. People just went and sat down and punched in where they wanted to go and didn't have to worry about nothing. They did all the driving and, you know, I thought they were full of mud.
And all my life growing up, you know, we'll have self-driving cars, flying cars, and the cars that do all this other stuff. And I'm like, why do you want that?
They watch the Jetsons too much.
Jetsons growing up too. Didn't make me want a flying car or, you know, self-driving car or none of that mess.
Throw it. I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't particularly care for riding with other people because I like to be in control.
Matt, you know what you're going to do. You don't know what they're going to do.
About working on cars that always was always hard for me is going for a test drive with a customer and letting them drive.
I looked at him and said, see ya.
Pretty amazing some of them get down the road, I can tell you that much. I mean, it's driving with their knees, you know, braking with their left foot, not paying attention, talking to, you know, turned looking at you while they're driving. And I'm like, you know, pointing, watch the road.
I think some people do that just to be scared to sell it.
I think we ought to have a little bit better driving test before you can get your license. You ought to have to do a walk around like a pre-trip on a car so you know what it is. At least what it is and how to change a flat tire.
Say that, I do that every night. I go out, crank it up, and walk around it.
Here, I did the same thing this morning when I got hooked up to the trailer. Walked all the way around the vehicle, looking at lights, making sure everything's working. All the tires got air. Hitches hooked up right. Nothing dragging. Do it a walk around on it.
What I call a park light, it's out. It's also a turn signal. Turn signal works. I need to replace it. The bad thing is that bulb's $11.
You looking for $11.
Some kind of little special bug, but they put in the turn signals up front on this truck. I've replaced it once. I've got to do it again. But, I'm hoping that they ain't not that high anymore.
The truck is it?
Of Nissan Frontier.
Just use the little old peanut bulbs they've been using for years, or you know, a 3157 or a 3057.
The peanut bulbs are side running light, but I don't know what the deal was on this. I think they were sort of full of mud on that fry. And I had to buy two at a time.
Where'd you get them? At the dealer?
Mistaken, it's been like 3 years. I believe it's, I picked them up in Napa.
If you know the bulb number, let me know. I'll look around and see what I can find, because there's lots of places to get them that might be cheaper.
Appreciate it, but I've got, like I said, had to buy them in pairs, so I've got the other one put up. I just need to get off my lazy rump and do it.
Hardest part is finding to get up and go and want to. I have designated my first stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you. Hope you have a good day. Enjoy the sunshine and stay outside as much as possible. I look forward to meeting you tomorrow evening.
Laid it in there safe. Hope we make a million. And looking forward to meeting you tomorrow night myself. And like I said, bring sunglasses because I might scare you. So 7-3, KM4 and AP Clips.
For HK. And again, I look forward to it. I enjoy our conversations in the morning. Okay, and I'll be clear.